चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशये गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञराधे तं नयमाम चरणं भक्त्या विहीन अपराधलक्ष्ये क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते श्रीमद्भागवतम दशम स्कंध 44 चैप्टर। अगेन यू शुड कम अलोंग मी ओ वी शुड गो टू मथुरा। कृष्ण एंड बलदेव आर नाउ मथुरा इनवाइटेड बाय Akrur, through Akrur. And there, Kansa wanted to kill him. He had made an arena. But Krishna when came, by hearing the drum sound, with so many boys, and he wanted to enter in the arena, but Kuballya appeared, wanted to kill her. Quickly he finished and entered the arena, took the tusk of that elephant, some drops of blood, a very beautiful looking, like two baby lions. No fear at all. No fear. They entered in the arena where Charuna Mushtik and others were. And at once finished Charuna Mushtik and jump up the... he wanted to jump. And when he was going to finish Charuna Mushtik, then Nanda Baba was there. Vasudeva was there. Jekyll was brought there. Ugrasen Maharaj. From jail he was brought there. All were fearing so much. Now Krishna will be finished. Because he is a baby boy. And Baldev is also like baby. And they will finish here. And they took Krishna and Baldev Prabhu forcibly, Charuna and Mushti. And wanted to wrestle with them. At that time, the wives of Yadavas of Mathura, they stood up and they were telling that here Kali has come and Adharma has come. Has come. We shouldn't be here. And if we are here, then we are admitting these things. We should not admit. Otherwise, sin will come also to us. So we should give up all the places. Oh, gopis are so fortunate. we are unfortunate. Krishna really is so beautiful in the whole world. Essence of all the beauties, all the madhurija, sweetness in Krishna. But we are unfortunate. We are seeing Krishna and Baldev here. But he is now going to wrestle with these demons. He is some angry, pushing them and by like this, in beer rush. Like a lion in cage. Here we are seeing. But oh, if Krishna is in Vrindavan, Gopis ask how fortunate. Punyavat prajabhuo jadeng nilinga gudha puran puduso banachitra malya gapalayan sabalaso kanyan sabenu vikriyanchati giritir ramarchitang. Have you this book, Swamiji? Prem Prayojan? No, you have not. Punyavat prajabhuo. In this world, Braj Bhumi is certainly higher than any place and so glorious. Why? Because Krishna is here, Vrindavan. And especially, not only due to Krishna, due to gopis, among them, Srimati Radhika is there. She is the essence of everything. She is the essence of Krishna Madhurya, everything, beauty and everything, sweetness. Srimati Radhika is the essence of all. So, in whole three worlds, Brajbhumi is what?
Superior.
Topmost. Where? Nirlinga gudha purana purusha panachitra malya. In a hidden way, secretly, oh purana purush, supreme personality of Krishna. Ishvara parama Krishna sachidananda vigrahana adirad govinda. She is moving here and there, walking and playing with boys like friends with Braj ladies, like son, mother, this relation, everywhere. Gahapalayan, always is nursing and supporting cows. Ga means so many meanings, all senses. That is why he is Rishikesh. He is called Rishikesh. And cows, Vedas, religious, knowledge, all kinds of. So Krishna is always supporting, nursing all. Sahabala, Vitha Baladev Prabhu, Karvansha Venu, playing on sweet venue. And by this, by sweet venue, oh, attracting whole world. And Bikri Anchati, always playing in Vrindavan, Gokul, Nandagaon, Varshana. Namami Swaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamana. O Namami Iswaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamana. And Jasoda Bhiyolo Kukhaladhabamanam Paramishtamatyan Tatodutyagotya. O Namami Swaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamana. Oh, all this bling. thing here and there. Like poison, not like God. Like 400 Krishna. Like Dwarka and Mathura. Giritra, here Shankar, Brahma, Rama, Lakshmi himself wants to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, but he has no chance. See the other side of Yamuna in Belvan, Lakshmi even. He was charmed with Krishna and he left his husband Narayan in Vaikuntha. And she came with a greed that I must be in Vrindavan, playing in and dancing and singing in Raslila. But she was stopped by Yogamaya. Oh, you cannot come. First you will have to be gopi, and then married with any gop, and then you can come. Otherwise, no. Oh, this is very big problem. I cannot change my husband. I am Brahmani. Then you should be here. No entrance at all. So, even they want to worship, but they have no chance. Shankar wanted to worship that Krishna. He was tricky somewhat. She came on the border of Vrindavan. And he was worshipping Yogamaya. Yogamaya came, what you want? Then, oh mother, Yogamaya, I want to see Vrindavan dance of Krishna Raj. Oh, have you done anything for this? No, I have not done anything. Then quickly he took that Shankar and he drowned in Brahmakund there. And then he came, when he came out, he became a very beautiful gopi. Teenager, 16 years. And then he told that you should be here and see. And when Ras was going, today no interest so much, no utsa. No. Krishna told Gopi by telling that why there is some defect, any Vijatiya prashna has come. Vijatiya?
Unqualified.
Outsider have come. Then began to search. At last they saw that in a grove, oh, any new gopi was there. And they caught hold of that. Who are you? What is your name? But Yogamaya never gave him any name. What is the name of your husband? Or she was not married with any gopi. Who is your father? Yogamaya has not given all these things. He cannot get any answer of any question. And then all gopi began to... And his cheek was so swollen. And he began to, oh, Yogamaya, save me so. Then at once Yogamaya came and requested Krishna and gopi. Oh, he is my disciple. Please be merciful. Then he became Gopishwar Mahadev. Then from very far away he saw the Ras, otherwise nothing. So Krishna is so higher. So your Gurudev has given relation to that Krishna, Gopijana Vallabha. You are so fortunate. Only this is the way. By chanting this Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri, having the relation with Krishna, you can be gopi and then you can go to Braj, otherwise no way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, also to all, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all Siksha, he has told like this. You are so fortunate to come in this line. So don't be weak, never be. Many, so many problems will come, but be like Himalayas, Everest, like Alps, not to go in there. Always serving Krishna. There are also glorifying gopyas tapah kim acharan jada mushmarupa lavanya sar asamodhananya siddham drigbhi pivantan savabhinavam durapa ekanta dham jasasa sriya aishwaryasya. Oh, what gopis are so fortunate. What they have done in past life. What sacrifices. What tapa, astorage is there. If we will know, they are telling themselves that we must do that. Do you know what the gopis had done in past that they have become a gopi? Oh, nothing. They are Kaya Biva of Radhika. Bodily manifestation of Radhika. Not any Siddha. And some of are there. So thousand and thousand of birth, lakhs and lakhs birth. Gopal mantra and this Kam Gayatri mantra by this in Dandakaranya here and there. Lakhs birth. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and he told that in a one birth you can do, be like that. You will have not to do so much practice of lakhs and lakhs birth. That is why he sent Rupa Raghunath, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and others to Swamiji, that if you want to be like that, oh, you will have not to do so much austerities like they did in Dandakaranya here and there. And one Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in a glance and they became like, oh, Krishna, 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 Radhe, Radhe, they began to do. You are so fortunate. But be fortunate. Be fortunate. Try to be. So they are telling you, certainly gopis are glorious in whole world. That they are tasting the honey of beauty, lavanya. It may be anyone black. No heart. But there is lavanya.
Coming from within.
Like? Pearls. This is beauty. Krishna was blackish. But what was the lavanya sar? Beauty coming from inside. That in India we tell like pani, mukh par pani hai. Mukh par pani hai lavanya. Ananya Siddham, no use of ornaments or garments, beautiful, nothing. If a spot of ink will be here and there, of very beautiful, more beautiful. If dust of cow's feet is covered, or like powder, very more beautiful, more. If Krishna is naked, oh, more beautiful. In any way. So they are telling drigbhi pivant, gopis always drinking the sweetness, that nectar of all these things. Durapa meka ekanta dham jasasa sriyashwari. We see he is the abode of all yasha, glory, fame, glory, shriya of beauty, aishwaryasa, all kinds of opulence, sweetness, mercy, everything Krishna. So you should try to know that your mara wo your bhajaniya hai, worshipable deity is not a very sadharan, ordinary person. No. They are telling that, oh, Gopiraj, most worshipable of us, that taking all the beauty like honey, but here what we are? Krishna is surrounded by so many enemies. And here he is somewhat angry mood, wrestling with others. We are not fortunate to see Krishna like gopis. Gopis are so glorious that always their minds and tongue is the chariot of Krishna. How? They are telling. Jadohane mahanane mathano palepa prankhankhanar virudito kshanamajjanad gayanti chainam anurakta thiyo yasrukantho danna braja stiya urukrama chitta jana. How, gopis? You should try to follow them. Jadohane, when they are milking cows, what they are doing? Govinda damo dharma tuveti. Govinda damo dharma tuveti. Vahanane, with mushal and okhal. What? They are doing like this. Clearing rice, wheat, any grain. And they are doing it. With taal. As if when it goes down like mridanga. And there these bracelets like karthal, very sweet. And they are singing very sweet. Govinda damo dharma dhaveti. Govinda damo dharma dhaveti. Govinda damo dharma dhaveti. Govinda damo dharma dhaveti. Oh, plenty of milk which has been made like dadhi. Yogurt. And in big vessels. And they are what? Churning. Govinda damo dharma dhaveti. Govinda damo dharma dhaveti. Govinda damo dharma dhaveti. Govinda damo dharma. No problem at all. No problem. Nothing problem. Only remembering the pastimes of Krishna. And always doing this. Mathano palepa. They are observed in singing. Even Krishna comes, but they don't remember. Don't see Krishna. And then Krishna tells, oh, maya, maya, maya. What? Oh, tu ka kar rahi? What you are doing? Tears coming out of love and affection. And all the hairs standing, heart melting. So all are doing like this. Mathano, palepa, upalepan. They are brimming their houses. By hands. Hands is working, but mind is also working. What doing? And tan Govinda damo dharma dhaveti. Oh, there are some boys. Oh, they are weeping. Mother, mother. Huh? And they took at once and they were doing like what?
Petting them.
Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti. Not telling that you should sleep. You should sleep. Not like that. Not telling any story of him. Only doing that. And hearing this in a very good tune, the boys used to, children used to sleep. And they're skipping again, churning. Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Ramo Dharma Dhaveti. Anurakta Dhiyo. Their heart was quietly absorbed in Krishna, Chintan, remembrance. Anurakta dhiyo asru kantha, asru, Tiyas, noise. Continuous. And Kantha, the Kantha. So, voice. Dhanya Prajastya. They are telling, oh, glorious this. All Brajbala. All gopis are so glorious. Dhanya means fortunate soul. We are not fortunate. We are not seeing Krishna in this way. We cannot do here. Urukrama chitta jana. Urukrama, that Krishna always sitting very happily on the throne or any chariot of Krishna gopi's mind. Our gopis are sitting on the throne of Krishna mind always. Krishna always remember. Why? Where the bhakti will sing, he must be there. So Krishna always there. So in mind of Krishna, all gopis are always. How fortunate. Again, pratah vrajata vrajata avishatasya sayang gobhi shamang pranayato ashani samya binu nirgamya turnam abala pati bhurpanna pashyant shashmita mukham sadaya balukam. Oh, how fortunate for us. In very morning, at about 10:09, when Krishna coming from his house, Yashoda house, with lakhs and lakhs friends and lakhs cows. And he is going to forest to cowherd. Then they sometimes on their top of houses, in front of their jangla khidki, window, sometimes standing on their door, sometimes in groves of the gardens, here and there. Very anurakta, very observed to Krishna. And they are taking darshan of Krishna. And when Krishna is returning from cowherd in the evening, all are seeing Krishna and so happy. And Krishna what doing? Sometimes becoming so nearer and he touches with his murli, arvina, their dish. And taking their all hearts, he comes to Braja. And then Yashoda Maya, what doing? Arati. All gopis are doing arati more than Yashoda Maya. By there, and Krishna accepting, smiling. So gopis are so glorious. So and these are glorifying. Who? Mathura is glorifying. They have never gone there, Mathura. And anyone of Mathura. Only Krishna sent one of them, Uddhava, to see the glories of gopis and Nand Baba, Yashoda and all others. After that, Krishna and Baldev killed Charan Mustik and at last Kans was killed. Then Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba, where Nanda Baba was, on his bullock cart, nearby town of Mathura, outside. He was waiting for Krishna and Baldev, that when they will come, I will take them both and will return to Mathura, Vrindavan. First day, after killing, all were with Krishna and Baldev. And they Krishna and Baldev have no chance to meet Nanda Baba. But always thinking of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba with cowherd boy was there waiting. One day, 2 days, third day, anyhow, Krishna and Baldev came in night. There, Krishna and Baldev were sitting right and left. Baldev Prabhu was in right way here and Krishna sat on him. Nanda Baba weeping bitterly. What you have decided? You have decided that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki? No, father, we cannot decide. How we can have no? In dream even we cannot think like this. And both were weeping loudly. And Nanda Baba was also weeping. At last, Baladev Prabhu told, Baba, I want to come with Krishna with you to Braja. He told that, I cannot tell you. I am not so cruel. You must be for some days here, because his whole sons has been killed by Kans. Now only you are alone, alive. So you should be here. He told that without Krishna I cannot live a moment anywhere. Otherwise I will die. Then Nanda Baba asked Krishna that what should I do? What should I do? Then Krishna told that, Father, if you will tell, I will be for some days with Baladev Prabhu to be here. And if Baladev Prabhu is going, then his father, mother, Vasudev Devaki and all Mathura Vasi will die. So I think it will be better that I should remain with Baladev Prabhu here. And after some time, when they will be pacified, then I will return quickly. They are your friends. I have no relation with them. Only that they are your friend. You are my father. You are my everything. Now here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes a Purva Paksha question.
Purva Paksha.
Putting a question before answering it.
That if Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda, not of Vasudeva Devi, how he can be there? Anyone can live in a place where he receives more and more love and affection. Whether he is no son or son, this question secondary. But if he has so much high class of love and affection anywhere, he will like to be there. And undoubtedly, all Brajavasi, so much loving Krishna and Baladev, more than anywhere. And it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nanda Baba returned without Krishna and Baladev. And also it is right, it is true that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. How we can reconcile? How we can reconcile? Now you'll have to reconcile anyhow. When Nanda Baba was weeping, Krishna became and Baladev became of two kinds, in two forms. One prakat lila and one aprakat lila. Prakat lila, Krishna and Baladev were in Mathura. But aprakat lila, they came with Nanda Baba. Where? In Vrindavan. The son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Krishna, Prajanda Nandan. He returned with Nanda Baba. We know that Krishna never comes to Mathura, that Brajendra Nandan. His one form, one manifestation comes, like Vasudeva Krishna. So, in his bullock cart, Nanda Baba, he took Krishna and Baladev with him. But that scene was not seen by anyone. And he came, returned to Vrindavan, to Nandagaon. And in one bullock cart, one Nanda Baba, manifestation of that Nanda Baba, was feeling so much separation and weeping. He returned to Mathura without Krishna and Baladev. Like this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has reconciled all these things. Very, very secret. Only high class of devotees can realize this. Otherwise, all the gopis, and gop will die at once in a moment. Yashoda Maiya also. So there are two things there, two leelas, pastimes there. Aprakat leela and prakat leela both. Then, now I am coming to my point that I wanted to tell you. All these 6 days, what I told, it was like introduction. I wanted to give you some nectar of love of gopis, to whom even Uddhava could not taste. He came to Krishna and glorified. So after that, what became? Krishna went to Gurukul and I told all to you. And one day he was sitting on the roof of his palace. Yashoda, Devaki and Vasudeva all were there. And Krishna alone went on the roof of his palace. And he looked towards Vrindavan, north side, from Mathura. And he became so sad. And he began to weep bitterly. He saw that from here, Mathura, he saw his mother is weeping so bitterly. She had become blind. Now I've heard that all the cows are dying. So many died. Now all the cows are not taking milk from their udders of their mothers. Now cuckoos are not singing. Even peacocks not dancing because no Krishna. So he was looking all these things. And he began to cry. Oh, Yashoda Maiya. Oh, Nanda Baba. And he became, oh, gopis. Oh, Radhe. Oh, Krishna. And in the meantime, his bosom friend, Uddhav, came there. Searching Krishna, and he saw that, oh, Krishna is sitting there and weeping so bitterly. Yet it has been told, Vishaninang Prabharu. Uddhava was most higher in rank in whole Mathura. He was so intelligent in all jagat. He was prime minister of Krishna. Daitaha. So much?
Near and dear.
Shakha. Friend. Shishya, disciple, and Brihaspati Sakshat Shishya. And he is told to be like Brihaspati, but more than Brihaspati. Brihaspati, the priest of demigods. And he came and saw Krishna with him. Krishna took his hands. Uddhava wanted to pacify him, but Uddhava has no words to pacify. Why Krishna is weeping? For whom he is weeping? Because at that time he has not known the glories of gopis. So he cannot realize what was dirahanal separation fire in Krishna. And Krishna is burning. And anyone not qualified to save him. So he is burning. Uddhava came and told, why, friend, you are weeping? And then Krishna took his hands in his hand and began to tell, Uddhava, Gachho Uddhava, Brajam Shamya Pitrino Pritimabaha Gopinang Mayu Mayo Gavidim Masandai Sarvinocha. Uttava, you are my friend. You are my prime minister. You are all in all. I know that you are more dear to my Baladev Prabhu, to Lakshmi, to others. More dear. Oh, you are my heart. I am your heart. And I don't know anyone. So I am telling this secret thing to you only. You should go to Braja, Vrindavan, Nanda, Gokul. Oh, Shamya. Shamya means? What is the meaning of it? Shamya means like soft. What? Shamya Pritrir no. He is telling himself. Pritrir no. Our father. Krishna may tell his father, but why is he telling that our father? He thinks that Uddhava is my brother. And who is father? Pitra. Here, mother and father both. For Yashoda and Nanda. He is in Mathura. In the palace of Vasudeva Devaki. They are there. But he is telling to that my father and my mother, Yashoda and Nanda, are very unhappy, feeling separation, like fire. You must go there. Pritimabaha, you should pacify them. No? If Krishna is son of Vasudeva and Devaki, why he is telling? Now Uddhava now heard that, oh, really? I know that Krishna is son of Vasudeva and Devaki. But why Krishna is telling like so? Oh, it may be that partly he will be the son of Vasudeva Devaki. No how? Partly. But fully, he is son of Vasudeva and Nanda and Devaki. You should know. Swamiji has sometimes... In beginning, he has written like this, that he was an adopted son of Devaki and Nanda. But after that, he has admitted all these things. And not admitted, he knew this fact. And gradually, like Sukadeva Goswami has told, he follows Sukadeva Goswami. So really, all Brajavasi know that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda, not of Vasudeva. Now he became some, what, wonder. That, oh, now Krishna is admitting that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda. You should pacify them. Why he Krishna told first to mother and father? That Uddhava should know. My father and mother are so dear, but more secret thing is that my most dearest are gopis. So that is his name. Gopi nam mayo mad biyogavading matsandeshai vimochaya. He should go. Taking my message to gopis. Gopis are of feeling so much separation, so much more than Nanda and Yashoda. So you should go and pacify them, not with your logic, not your tattva, not your intelligence. By what? Anyone can pacify, giving by only words. So what I am telling to you? Matsandesha, my message only, the words of my message. You should tell as it is, I am telling. Not mixing anything, not a single word. And you should go to gopis and tell. Then they may be pacified. How the gopis are? Krishna is admiring, glorifying gopis with his own mouth. Ta man manashka. Mat prana. Madathe taita daihaka. Here is the glory of gopis. Krishna himself admitting and telling. I think that there is none in whole this world that they can glorify gopis like Krishna. Only Krishna can do. and he could not glorify him them. So high, that is why he took the beauty and mood of Radhika to know the glories of Gopi. And he made his guru Vishakha Devi, Shiksha Guru. And then he knew something. Now in the shape of, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can glorify more than Krishna even. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not descended to this world, anyone has no any idea of glorifying gopis, especially Radha and Krishna also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are so lucky to come in his life, in his line. So much. He's telling, Ta Manmanaska, all the gopis. Manmanaska, what is the meaning of Manmanaska? They have engaged their whole mind. Observed, they are totally absorbed in me. Nothing else in day and night, 24 hours. They think of me and they have all already absorbed in me. How? That I tell a story? What a story? You should tell in brief. You don't remember? Oh, you?
Once there was a newly married gopi who came to Nandagaon and her mother-in-law was stopping her to come out and take darshan of Krishna. But then she came, and when Krishna was coming back from the forest after grazing cows, then he pinched one of the calves in such a way that he ran towards that gopi who was looking towards Krishna. And Krishna, in order to come and take the calf back, he came and he touched the cheek of the gopi with his flute and quickly ran back. And now this gopi was stunned. She was looking like a statue because her heart was completely taken over by Krishna. So after some time, her mother-in-law came and she saw that this gopi was standing and wasn't doing anything. So she shook her and told her, I told you not to see Krishna, and you did obey me. Now, you see, you cannot do anything. You are completely useless. And then she strongly, with anger, took her in and gave her some engagement. First, she gave her some pot and yogurt to churn. And then, what was happening? Instead of churning the yogurt, she has mustard seeds in the pot, and she was trying to churn that. And after a while, when her mother-in-law again came, and then she noticed, and she again spoke with harsh words and said, now I know you cannot do anything because you have been bitten by the black snake. Okay, I must make some other arrangement to bring you back to normal consciousness. And then she gave one rope in her hand and so many pots, and also so many pots on head, and then gave also one child to go and bring water from the well. And all the brush ladies, they are habitual that they can carry so many pots, 1, 2, 3, 4 on their head, and they can also walk towards the well. So as this gopi came to well, then she took off all the pots and she kept the child on the wall of the well, and she made the rope, the knot, and instead of giving that knot, that rope on the one of the pots, she gave that in the neck of the child. Because she's completely absent-minded. She doesn't know. She's not in her external consciousness. And then as she was doing that and about to drop the child in the well, all the other gopis, they shot it and they said, oh, stop, what are you doing? And then one of them said, oh, she must have been haunted. And another gopi said, no, she's not been haunted. She's completely taken over by Krishna. That's why she's completely forgotten herself. Because her mind has completely absorbed in Krishna's thought. She's unaware of her any engagement whatsoever. And this is one of the examples of what
I'm doing. Manmanaska matprana. Matprana. I'm there. What pran means life. And that is why gopis, when Krishna came from Vrindavan and came to Mathura, then they would have been dead without Krishna. But they were not dying. Why? Because Krishna was their life, their pran. So they were not dying. And also, mat prana, all the gopis are my life. Not my priya, My life, Krishna, all the gopis are. Madathe tat dehakar. For me, they have given up all their deha and dehik, everything. Their decoration, their taking, anything, and all jobs they have left for me. Mame vadaitam, I am only their beloved. No one other. Prestam, their dearest. Manasa gata, totally absorbed in me. Ye takta, lok dharmansha madarthi tan vibhagmyam. They have given up their all kinds of shyness, dharma, pranasam dharma, everything, their husband, everything for me. So I must, unko paan poshan karunga. I must support and nourish them. Those who have left everything for me, those who leave everything for me, in any time, I must nourish them and serve them. This is his promise. So you should always remind this. If you are giving up any all things, worldly things, and always remembering Krishna, observing Krishna, then you should be not in any doubt that Krishna will surely support you and nourish you. So don't be worry for your supporting, nourishing and anything. We are depending on our relatives, but at the time of death, they cannot support, they cannot save us, but Krishna can save us. So he is telling that I must support and nourish. Oh, that is why you must go there. Maita priyasam preshthe durasthe gokulastriya smaranto ang birmoyanti birahat kanta bihpala. I'm here. And there, feeling soul separation mode. They cannot do any job, nothing, even taking any remnant of prasad or anything. Always they are waiting for what? Oh, Krishna has told and promised that I am coming day after tomorrow. So all are only waiting for that. They are thinking that, oh, day after tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Krishna has told. So when day after tomorrow come? When? They are thinking that, oh, Krishna has told, so day after tomorrow, tomorrow. Tomorrow. And they're waiting. All the gopis are not entering in Braj, their houses. Where they are? In forest of Nandagaon. Kadambater or Uddhav. Uddhav Kyari or Kadamba Kyari. Anyone cannot see. Only by the grace of Krishna, mercy of Krishna, or Jog Maya, only Uddhav Sade. Dharayanti ati krishnena praya pranana kathanchana patyagamana sandeshe palabhyome madatmika. Only they are keeping their life that Krishna has promised that he will come. And they know that Krishna must come. But when coming? Tomorrow. That is why they are. That when Krishna will come and we will die, then they, he will not see us and then he will also die. So only to please Krishna, that Krishna should not be unhappy. They are anyhow keeping their lives. So you should go there. Then he gave his Vaijayanti mala. He gave his golden crown. He gave him garments. Saffron cloths and also the chariot of Kansa, golden. And he was going in the way with Uddhav, telling all these things, how gopis are, how Nanda Baba is and all other things. But Uddhava saw that it will be very late. So himself he went on the chariot and sat there. And he wept the horses and then again. Krishna was still there, standing. He was looking towards the Rath. And after that, when Rath was out of his sight, then he was looking towards the dust. And when dust was also subsided, only he was thinking of gopis and gopis. Then anyone come and he took away to Krishna. Gaur Pramana. Then we will begin or tomorrow. But how Uddhava went there and what dialogue was there and what he saw there? Oh, only you will hear. And try to remember all these things. These are all the glories of Gopi, especially the glory of Srimati Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give all these things. And that is why he gave it to Rupa Goswami, and he gave to Jiva Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami Mahaprabhu gave, and thus Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur too. And then they expressed in the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. You should try to remember all these things. This is called bhajan. Gaur Pramana.
This pastime is also, Maharaj, only in this Prakat Leela, not in the Prakat
Leela. After that. Any drama today? Any? Oh, very good, very good. You should wait. Very good drama is coming.
Three left. Okay.
What?
Mother of Sridevi.
Name?
Same name. Manavarande Virasi. Diradasi. Oh, then Bhakta Guillaume, please stand up. He left also. Then what is name? Ghanashyam.
Oh, Ghanashyam Prabhu ki.
Dira Dasi. Also left. Okay. Then Adrian Haynes, please stand up. Adrian?
He has gone.
He is also gone. Advaita Das.
Advaita Das Prabhu ki.
Jai. Thank you. Ramesh, you want to